Hello, and welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting for the Tabagon Water District. Regular board meeting of Tabagon Water District on Tuesday, May 21st, 2024, starting at 6:04 p.m. Everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated.
Roll call.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Vice Board Chair Terry Chin.
Here.
Board Chair General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
I think that's the union rep.
Okay, moving on. The consent calendar. Looking for approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of April 16th, 2024, as well as regular board meeting minutes and warrants of April 16th, 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of April 16th and also the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of April 16th, 2024.
Do we have a second?
Come on, girl. I'm trying to keep you involved.
Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Board Vice Chair Terry Tincher and second by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Okay. Warrants, none. Awards of contracts, none. Moving on to updates. Tabagon Water District's operations report by General Manager Pollock. Tab 2 in your board manuals of tab.
First item, there is no current update for the Hella hydrants scheduled to be installed before the 2024 fire season begins in June. And those locations would be Tank 1 and Tank 3. And those would be grant funded, not coming week, so we're not going to sign any application fee. We're just basically donating the property. And those are estimated to be at $250,000 each site, and they are radio controlled. Now, the San Gregorio Pass had a meeting, and there was a gentleman that stopped by, and he had an alternative. And what he said is that he had the heli dip tank, which is a helipad, and that is cell phone operated and SCADA operated. And that came in at $50,000. But that's not, I don't know if it's already moving forward with the $250,000 version with that contractor, because that's what I've been meeting with for construction projections. But so that there's another opportunity if they wanted to put more. And
so real quick, Mike. You know, like they're talking about, they're not going to install it before June?
Or is that the fire department, or who's doing that? Or
what is that all about? You know, they're going to.
Yeah, it was through the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency and Cal Fire.
Okay.
So one of the contractors for them. So they came around. They wanted to move forward, and I was supposed to meet with Supervisor Gutierrez, and he postponed it till next Tuesday. So
another board of supervisors approved for 10 of them.
Okay.
They didn't say the placement of them, but the board of supervisors all voted on approving 10. So
okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. And we were supposed to be number one, well one and well three.
Yeah.
So for tank three.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But is the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency the one paying for those? Or is
they're processing the grant funding for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the supervisor, wasn't it? They were talking about it.
Gutierrez, yeah. So we were supposed to meet with him a one-on-one, and it got postponed to Tuesday. So I'll meet with them to get more information about that. So we'll give them a better update.
Sorry about that.
No, no problem, no problem. And, of course, as we were all here during the Finance Committee, the Cabazon Water District is currently in the final stages of planning for the upcoming budget year. And they'll come back for the next meeting with the final version. Next item, we completed a sanitary survey on April 17th performed by the State Water Resources Control Board engineer Manuel Delgado. All the plant sites passed the inspection and supporting documentation was approved, such as our gate valve operating, dead-end flushing, pump efficiency test results, tank inspections, cross connections, etc., confirming that the Cabazon Water District meets all the industry standards for maintenance and operations.
Good.
Yeah.
We're in good congratulations.
Shape. We're in good shape. Everything looked great. And, of course, we're currently in contract negotiations for the district employees, new MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, and that it has been revised and just waiting for the signatures. And I believe one of the union reps is online to provide us with more information. So we'll get that. And of course, the escrow on the pipeline project, opening bid was G&A Nellis Construction was the lowest bid at $245,579. And, of course, the grant funding total is for $343,000, so I believe we'll be able to manage that, so we'll have limited funds coming out of our budget.
So we'll have money left over there, so we can have a big party.
No, I know what that is. We'll do our due diligence to manage it efficiently.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the big Bonita Vault project, I had to move forward with a new contractor, and that was due to lack of response from Oldcastle, who gave us the original quote of $25,900, and we are currently going with Jensen Precast. We'll be constructing the vault for $28,062. So I did speak to him. I completed the updates on the drawings and half deposit. The check has been signed today, so we're moving forward with that project. Hopefully everything will be completed by the end of this budget year. That's what we're shooting for. And as I mentioned earlier, a meeting with Supervisor Gutierrez has been rescheduled for May 28th, 2024 at the request of the supervisor. And we also had some more activity. USGS completed well 4 groundwater sampling for the Water Quality Monitoring Network on May 1st, 2024. The water quality standards tested indicates the water quality and the changes over time. And identifying the isotopes, which is basically the DNA of the water, telling you where it came from, did it come from the water table being replenished, the snowpack, surface water, groundwater, and possible connections between different aquifers. So what happens is they're there for 3-4 hours, and they'll take a series of samples over and over and again just to make sure of the consistency of the water. So they were doing pH tests and everything like that. So he said everything's pretty consistent and the water is in good shape.
And it comes from the ground.
We're groundwater, so it's going to be a little harder than surface water because it's, you know, naturally occurring minerals in the soil. So everybody goes like, why is the water so hard? Because it's groundwater. Surface water is naturally softer. Okay. And that is all I have for today.
Thank you. Moving on to new business. Number one, discussion action award for contract for Esperanza Waterland Improvements Phase 1 project. 8 bids were returned. This is going to be tab 3 of your board books.
It's a really big packet back here, but on page 34 of 74, pages 33 and 34 has the summary of all the bids. Everything behind has the breakdown of all the bids, but that's the main part. G&A ended up coming in the lowest. And Krieger and Stewart said they worked with them and they that they were good?
High regards. High regards for the company, yes.
So they suggested we move forward with that?
GNA?
GNA, yes.
I make a motion. We accept GNA and Nellis Construction Incorporated. For the Esperanza the waterline improvement.
Motion to accept GNA Nellis Construction Incorporated as the contractor for the Esperanza waterline project, made by Director Davis and second by Board Vice Chair Tincher. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Okay, next up, discussion action, Board of Directors training courses.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this one.
Ethics, Sexual Harassment Prevention, and Brown Act for ABMC.
Are we all due for that?
Everybody's due for it this year. Everybody's due for it this year. Because you guys are 2 years up. She just got elected last year, so everyone's due.
So are we going to have a meeting here, or what are we going to do?
Can we just do it from our computers at home?
Yeah, we were able to find the ethics one. The one that you guys did last time was free, so we were able to find that. There's another for sexual harassment prevention. There's one that's free for that as well, and you could do it in your own time. For the Brown Act, I think we're just going to stick with Best Vista Krieger, which you can also do in your own time. So they're all you could do in your own time. If you guys wanted to come here, if you need access to a computer or something, we could do it that way, but they're all...
What's the cost for somebody to come in and do the training here?
I don't know.
I think the Brown Act was $79 a person, and that was through...
That wasn't to have someone come here and...
No,
because it was for that we would have to pay mileage. I don't know how much it would be, and then...
Well, typically what we've done before is we've looked to the other, like, local districts. And in the past, we kind of said, who all needs to do this training? And we all kind of came in and did it together. Because it does take about, to do all three of them, it's about 6 hours to do it.
Yeah, I believe it's two hours each course.
Yeah, I try to find all online versions. Well, she did some research, too. So we try to find the online versions that were free. So you could do it at your own leisure. But I couldn't find one for the Brown Act.
So Brown Act has to go through Best Vest and Krieger, or Best Vest and Krieger has to train us? That.
They have the seminar that you can watch, which is the $75 per person one. So we were going to go with that one where they would go over it. I don't know if you remember doing it last time, 2 years ago.
I did mine.
With that one.
Oh, we did it here.
Yeah, you guys all came here, and then I think you did all of them just in that one day.
Yeah.
Spent the whole day here.
Okay. So how do we want to do it? Who wants to do it at home on their own time? Who wants to come in?
I'm okay with either. Your own leisure is obviously probably better for a lot of people. I don't know.
Well, we don't know about coming. Well, if we're doing it online on computers, we don't need to come in and do it together, right? And we don't know what the
idea is.
It holds you accountable to get it done right then, but...
When do they have to be due by?
I think it's July for you guys and then June for you.
Okay.
End of June, end of July. I would need to find out exactly when you did it last time.
So you have the website for those other two?
Mm-hmm. I can send you guys the links for those two.
And the district's paying for the Brown Act then?
Yeah.
I'm going to come in here and sit down with my laptop. Nice and quiet. I don't have to bother. Way at home or
Or just the ring in here? You're as long as you're here.
Huh?
Yeah.
I guess I can work that into my schedule now, right? Yeah.
What's your name
right there? Oh, no.
No?
No. She's on my center resume. Yeah. But she's... I know her outside of here.
No.
Okay, so do we need a motion? We need a motion because it's discussion action.
I don't really know what the motion would be. I don't think you need to.
In a motion? You just send out the links?
Yeah, I'll forward the links and then I'll get
constantly, because I'll forget.
And then, yeah, like, if you want to come here and do it, if anybody else wants to come here and do it, just because it's a quiet place.
Have lunch. Come in here.
I'm not coming here about 8:39. Come around here.
It's a long day when you're all together.
Come on here.
I'll try to get that stuff all done tomorrow. I should be able to do that.
Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
All right. Moving on. business. Discussion updates. Discussion updates with San Antonio Pasewada directors regarding various matters.
They're not here because it was too late last night.
They're all sleeping in.
Yeah. It was their meeting that was 3 hours?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Also, actually, for this one, I haven't been putting the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency updates by the directors who attend, like, before near his update. Should I put that back in? Because I kind of figured this is when they talk to each other about what's been going on over there.
I was there Monday, you know, or 6?
Yeah, I was there briefly. We had a 2 o'clock meeting, so I watched it for half an hour. Didn't get to enjoy the whole meeting.
Yeah. She got off of it.
Yeah.
But that guy was there, you know, about the hell of whatever it's called.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The one that brought up the cheaper version.
Yeah. I like to just stop in there on my, when it's not my day, just to stay caught up with the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Should I put that item back under, like, the update section where... after Mike gives his manager report, or just leave this here, and then if you guys have any updates to share, you can share them right here.
They can share them during the board member comments.
Okay.
I don't know if it could be, it's not going to be during board member comments,
no,
but I think, yeah,
where
was it? Well, this is like their old business.
Senator, the directors, if they're not here, then, you know, they could say something, or they could say something anyway.
Yeah. We can make them sit there a couple things at our meeting.
Back where it was?
No, if we have it here, they can go through our new business and they can hear what's going on. So, yeah. Right. Instead of just get up and walk out right after.
Okay.
Next up is discussion action, community involvement. Anything?
No upcoming events that we've been notified about, but... we're always in contact with the lady over at the community center.
I just talked to Lillian. She did say they were talking about having a kite day in, like, September was going to be the Cabazon party at the Cabazon Park, and it was going to be kite day, and I was like, do you know how windy it gets out here? That might not be a good day for a little... in September, that might not be the best. You know, I tried to tell her, so we used to do a jamboree. If you want to call it something like that, you know, you might get a couple more people out, but... we're doing kites. I don't know. So that's just what they said was planned for Cabazon.
It's pretty nasty.
That's pretty
nasty. Okay. Anything else with community involvement? I know we just had dumpster day.
Yeah. Any public comments?
Floor is all yours.
Okay. Moving on to public comments. Sorry, just sitting here. Public comments.
Well, there's no hockey. There's no hockey going on. So where's our?
He's voting for the Oilers now.
Yeah.
His teams were out, but
right.
No. We had a dog that we, or a puppy. We have a new puppy that we took and had him fixed today. And then he had he's a Saint Bernard. He's 5 months old. He weighs 75 pounds already, but he has, like, extra toes growing on the back of his hind legs, and they had to be surgically removed, so he can't be left alone yet. So James stayed. I was like, well, you can't go in my place, so you got to stay with the puppy.
Okay. Next is going to be closed session. Do I read the comment what closed session is about? Closed session conference with labor negotiations. We're still on the open line though.
Yeah, right? Juanita, I'm gonna we're gonna go into closed session right now. So once we're out, this line will be back open.
Okay. I'm just gonna stay on. Is that okay? Yeah. It's going to be silent on our end, though. I'm going to hang up on our end.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Cabazon Water District. We're coming out of closed session at 6:44 p.m. And during the closed session, the board voted to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Cabazon Water District and the Service Employees International Union, SEIU Local 721, for July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2027.
Okay. Moving back on, General Manager, Board Member comments. Number one is future agenda items. Is there any agenda items from the public? She's on the phone. Any suggested agenda items from management?
Other than updates on the helipads and the Esperanza pipeline.
Okay. Don't you want to help open the door?
Yeah. I was thinking about that. And the budget will go to the board for final approval next month.
On the phone, did you have anything, any comments to make?
No, just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Juanita Salas. I am the organizer assigned to this contract here in the desert. We really appreciate the work and the deliverance, and we look forward to continue working with you all.
Thank you.
As
well.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Any suggested agenda items from board members? Okay. Management comments?
No comments at this time. Just looking forward to moving forward the budget and managing it efficiently.
Any other board member comments? A quiet board, man.
Today.
I just taken a breath.
No.
Sorry. I won't breathe.
Okay, next up, miscellaneous. Future board items, next board meeting dates. See how quick I can get through this. May 22nd, 2024, at 5 o'clock p.m., San Gorneo Pass Water Alliance Committee meeting. June 3rd, 2024, at 1:30, is the San Gorneo Pass Water Agency meeting. June 17th, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m., is the San Gorneo Pass Water Agency meeting. June 18th, 2024, at 5 o'clock p.m., is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. June 18, 2024, 6 o'clock p.m. is the regular board meeting for the Cabazon Water District. August 8, 2024, at 6 o'clock is the West Desert MAC meeting at the Community Center. And with that, I'm looking for a...
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I second.
Okay, adjourn at 6:47.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, take it.
All right. made by Board Vice Chair Tinchard, second by Director Davis. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tinchard?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
Good job, everybody.
Thank you.
Well done.
Okay, what time? Meeting adjourned at 6:48.